What is love? We love someone when we are so close we know we are not separate. Love is what we feel when we realize we are one. Normally, we presume we are just the person we appear to be, so we feel connected to those we embrace within our limited sense of who we are, such as our friends and family. We are hostile to those who threaten our personal self and indifferent to everyone else. Our loving stops where our sense of self ceases. But when we realize we are everyone and everything, we find ourselves intimately connected to everyone and everything. When we know that all is one, we experience love without limits. Check it out. Meet me in this moment. These words are reaching through time and space, connecting us together. Here we are, the one life dreamer meeting itself in different forms. Apparently separate, essentially the same. Are you with me? How does it feel to realize that we are not separate? How does it feel to be one with everyone and everything? For me, it's an experience of communion and compassion. Being one with all, I am in love with all. When I wake up to oneness, I feel a limitless love which is so deep and so poignant, it embraces life in all its ecstasy and agony. I share in our collective joy and suffering. And I find my selfish preoccupations are replaced by a longing for everyone to love living. When I know I am the life dreamer, I want to enjoy the life dream in all my many disguises. I want to alleviate our collective distress so that we can celebrate the miracle of existence together, without fear, oppression, and hardship. Don't you also want that? Since time immemorial, wise men and women have been assuring us that love is the only solution to our problems, and they are right. Only love can heal the divisions between us, because love is the realization that we are one. When we assume we are just separate individuals, we act in our limited self-interest, regardless of the suffering we may cause others. The illusion of separateness leads to selfishness and suffering. But becoming conscious of the reality of oneness leads to the selfless desire to end all suffering and create universal well-being. When we realize separateness is an illusion, we understand that conflict is never between us and them, but always us against us. This realization has huge implications. It means harming someone else is just hurting ourselves. It means revenge, even against the most hideous of criminals, is hurting ourselves again. It means war, no matter how righteous, is grotesque self-mutilation. Think of all the needless suffering we are causing ourselves through our mistaken belief that we are separate. Now, imagine how easily we could utterly transform our collective experience of life if we simply lived lucidly in love with all. Imagine for a moment how good the life dream could be if we could just wake up. Lucid living is the simple secret of transforming the life dream from a nightmare of separateness into the joyous celebration of existence we want it to be. I am speaking these words to you because I want us to wake up. I see what a wonder you are. You are the infinite potential playing at being a person. You are the mystery of life made manifest. I celebrate you. You are different from me, and yet we are one. And it's only because we are both separate and the same that we can love one another. That's beautiful. I want you to see yourself as I see you, so that we can help each other enjoy this great dream of awakening, so that we can inspire each other when we feel lucid and in love, and comfort each other when we feel lost and alone, so that we can walk each other home, so that when I become engrossed in the collective coma we mistake for real life, you can remind me to live lucidly. You may be that kind stranger who will softly whisper, "Wake up."
Connect with other people who are awakening and receive information about Timothy Freke's stand-up philosophy shows, experiential seminars, books, CDs, and DVDs at timothyfreke.com.